I'm going to read some verses from the first epistle of John and chapter 4, beginning at verse 9 and going to the end of verse 18. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen, and do testify, that the Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. I'm going to talk about a hymn. It's a hymn that's loved by many, and I've just mentioned the first line, "Love divine, all loves excelling." I've read you a passage about the love of God. Now, I wonder if you have experienced that love. I'm asking two things in a way. I'm asking, have you experienced the love of God? And do you love God? And the hymnist here, Charles Wesley, is talking just about that, about what the love of God means to him. And he describes it in a very beautiful and a very sensitive way. He begins with these words, "Love divine is no ordinary love. Love divine is known as agape. It's greater than brotherly love, as any or any other kind of relationship that we have in this world. Love divine. It excels all other loves. Love divine, all loves excelling." Then he says about this love, it's a kind of a joy in it. Joy of heaven, and it comes down to earth. Love divine, all loves excelling. Joy of heaven to earth come down. Then here is the desire of the hymnist here, and ours as well, surely. Fix in us. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, because we're humble things, aren't we? Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. There, in our humble dwelling. Then he says about Jesus, "Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure, unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart." Now may I ask you, does your heart tremble? Well, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Saviour, probably most of the time you're not thinking about him. But there come times and circumstances when you pause for a while and you wonder, is there a God? Well, I'm telling you that there is a God. Not if, since there is a God. And if we don't know him, then our hearts do tremble. And yet there's something about this trembling that is healthy and good as well, so that we are not presumptuous in our attitude towards God. He's talking about the love of God, then he talks about the love of Jesus, and he says about the love of Jesus, "It's pure, unbounded love thou art." And he makes a request, "I want this, Lord. I want the result of this love in me, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Visit me, visit us, with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart." Is that if we were all little boys and girls and we're coming to our teacher and he has gifts for us all and there's something very exciting about it and we're trembling a little, but in a far more wonderful and profound way, we come before the Son of God. Is there salvation for me? Well, of course there is. If you come with true repentance and faith, then there is salvation for you. Then he talks about the work of the Spirit. Breathe, O breathe thy loving Spirit into every troubled breast. We were troubled, but we need not be troubled anymore. Let us all in thee inherit. Let us find thy promised rest. Just imagine, a rest from being troubled, because we have believed in Jesus, then we have to change. Our direction has changed. We're now going to heaven. We're marching to Zion, the beautiful city of God. But our lives also change. We must remove a certain kind of love in our hearts. There is a love that must be there, a love for God and love for Jesus. But there's another love that has to go. Take away the love of sinning. Alpha and Omega be. End of faith as its beginning. Set our heart at liberty. He's asking here that we might be freed from that terrible tyranny of sinfulness, and that we might be able to live a life that is free to worship God. And then there's a verse that's really full of praise to God. Come Almighty to deliver. Let us all thy grace receive. Charles Wesley in his hymn not only wants salvation for himself, but he wants it for everybody else as well. Far and wide, all over the world, come Almighty to deliver. Let us all thy grace receive. Suddenly return, and never, never more thy temples leave. So that when he comes to us, and our humble dwelling, our little temple, that he will never leave us, or let us down, or forsake us. Thee we would be always blessing. Serve thee as thy host above. Pray and praise thee without ceasing. Glory in thy perfect love. When he comes to his last verse, he's thinking overall of the marvellous miracle that has taken place. We are new. There's a verse in the Bible that puts it like this. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. And we are new. We see things differently. We have a different destination. We're on our way to glory. We're on our way to God. And God is the end of our journey. And that's where we are going. And we are new creations. We've been created spiritually anew. We're altogether not an improvement to what we were before. We're almost a different species, a new creation. And so he puts it like this. Finish then thy new creation. Pure and spotless may we be. Then let us see thy great salvation perfectly restored in thee. That is the finished work when we shall be in glory. And then these words are very moving words. Change from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place. There's a little corner in heaven reserved for us. The Apostle Peter put it like this. There is an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. For those who have believed in Jesus Christ and tasted of the love of God, that love divine, and responded with love and faith in our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, there is a place reserved. Nobody else is going to have it, and we will be there one day. Change from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place, till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and praise. And how fitting those words are. There are many lovely things in this life, and we appreciate them all. We love our families, we love our friends, so many things that are good and wholesome that we love. But they all pale into insignificance as compared with the gift of God and the glory of God and of heaven itself and the sight of God, till we cast our crowns before thee, totally overwhelmed, lost in wonder, love, and praise. Now, how are you feeling today? Is it a sad day, a grey day, a miserable day? Then turn your eyes upon Jesus. Think of the love of God. Think of the love of Jesus Christ on Calvary. Think of how he loves you. And think of the place he has prepared for you. And think of the thought that you belong to him, not only when you go to glory, but now, during this life, that you belong to Jesus Christ, and that you are safe, and that you are never, never alone. Now we'll pray. Almighty God and our Heavenly Father, we come to thee in the name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour, knowing of that love divine, all loves excelling, a love that is so pure, O Lord, that we cannot measure it, is beyond our measurements, and yet we are able to prove it, and we're able to taste that love. Long before we came to thee, O Lord, we saw glimpses of that love, and there was a longing in our hearts to prove thee and to know thee. And at last the day came in our lives, and the love of God was shed abroad in our hearts, and we knew that we had been forgiven, and we knew that we were the children of God. But as well as that, O Lord, for this day, and for tomorrow, and for every day, we know that we have trusted a God of love. And whatever may be happening to us, he is guiding us with an eye full of our love and our hearts full of compassion because he cares for us. And knowing this, O Lord, we can be encouraged. And if we are lonely or live on our own maybe, it's good that we should remember this, that we are not really on our own or not at all on our own. He is nearer to us than our very breath. He's closer to us than our very heartbeat. He's that close. And because he's that close, if we remember that, we know that he will care for us and he doeth all things well. Help us, O Lord, to trust in thee and to walk day by day in the love of God, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For this we ask in his most precious name. Amen.